आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू पार्टिसिपेट इन जनजातीय गौरव दिवस प्रोग्राम एट जमुई इन बिहार टू मार्क कमेंसमेंट ऑफ 150th बर्थ एनिवर्सरी ईयर सेलिब्रेशंस ऑफ भगवान बिरसा मुंडा। Prime Minister to also inaugurate first Bodoland Mahotsav in New Delhi today. Stricter GRAP 3 anti-pollution measures enforced in entire Delhi NCR as air quality deteriorates in the region. Guru Nanak Jayanti being celebrated with religious fervor across the country today. Ruling NPP takes massive lead in Sri Lankan parliamentary elections. And in cricket, fourth and final T20 international between India and South Africa to be played in Johannesburg this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jamui in Bihar today to commemorate the Janjatiya Gaurav Divas. It marks the commencement of the 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Dharti Aba Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 6,600 crore rupees aimed at uplifting tribal communities and improving infrastructure in rural and remote areas of the region. The Prime Minister will also virtually participate in the Grih Pravesh of 11,000 houses built under the PM Janman special drive. We have more from our correspondent.
Prime Minister will address a huge public meeting in Ballopur in Jamui and hold interaction with people of tribal community who are beneficiaries of PM Janman and Dharti Aba Janjatiya Utkarsh Gram Abhiyan and other schemes. He will also unveil a commemorative coin and postal stamp in honor of Bhagwan Birsa Munda on the occasion. Mr. Modi will inaugurate two tribal freedom fighters museums and two tribal research institutes which are intended to preserve the rich history and heritage of tribal communities. The Prime Minister will also visit a tribal hut set up at the venue which showcases varieties of products made by artisans of these communities. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and state ministers and other dignitaries will also attend the program. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Jamui.
Akashwani Delhi will broadcast this event live from 11:30 a.m. onwards on its FM Gold, Indraprastha and Akashwani Live News 24/7 channels. The Prime Minister will also address the functions being held at district's headquarters of Chhattisgarh through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also interact with the beneficiaries of the PM Janman Yojana. A report.
On the occasion of Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, programs will be organized in various district headquarters of Chhattisgarh today. Arrangements have been made to broadcast the virtual address of the Prime Minister on this occasion. During the events, local freedom fighters will be felicitated. In Chhattisgarh, special Gram Sabhas will also be organized in the villages included under PM Janman and Dharti Aba Janjati Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan from today to November 26. The two-day Janjati Gaurav Divas and Inter-State Tribal Folk Dance Festival has already started from Thursday in the state capital Raipur. 28 tribal dance groups from 21 states are participating in the event. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Later in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also inaugurate the first Bodoland Mahotsav in New Delhi. The two-day Mahotsav is a mega event on language, literature and culture to sustain peace and build a vibrant Bodo society. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Mahotsav aims to integrate the indigenous Bodo people residing not only in Bodoland but also in other parts of Assam, West Bengal, Nepal and other international border areas of the Northeast. The theme for the Mahotsav is Peace and Harmony for Prosperous Bharat. Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has imposed Stage 3 of the GRAP in Delhi NCR as air quality deteriorated in the region. Our correspondent reports that an 11-point action plan as per Stage 3 of GRAP is applicable from today in the entire NCR.
The measures under Stage 3 of Graded Response Action Plan include intensifying the frequency of mechanized sweeping of roads and ensuring daily water sprinkling along with dust suppressants. Strict ban will be enforced on earthwork for excavation and filling, including boring and drilling works. All demolition works, laying of sewer line and water line, and brick and masonry works will be banned. All operations of stone crushers in the entire NCR will be closed down. All mining and associated activities in the entire NCR will also be closed down. Citizens have been advised to walk or use cycles for small distances and choose a cleaner commute. People whose positions allow working from home have been advised to work from home. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Jharkhand, leaders of NDA and INDIA bloc have intensified their campaign for the second phase of assembly elections. They're making their last-ditch efforts to woo the voters. More from our correspondent.
Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address two election meetings at Bermo in Bokaro and Mahagama in Godda district, while senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will address three meetings at Tundi in Dhanbad, Dhurwa in Ranchi and Godda. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren is scheduled to address election rallies at Nala, Borio and Puraiyahat. Senior RJD leader and former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address election meetings at Deoghar. Leaders of AJSU and left parties will also address polling rallies and road shows in different parts of the state. The second phase of polling will be on 20th of this month, while counting will take on the 23rd of November. With KK Lal, Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Dumka Assembly seat in Jharkhand. Dumka will go to polls in the second phase of assembly elections on the 20th of this month. More from our correspondent.
This seat is reserved for scheduled tribe. Basant Soren is contesting from this seat as Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM candidate. Mr. Soren is brother of Chief Minister Hemant Soren and he is sitting member of this seat. BJP has fielded former MP Sunil Soren against Basant Soren. Baburam Murmu of BSP is also trying his luck. Although 13 candidates including 7 independents are in the fray, but the main contest is between Basant Soren of JMM and Sunil Soren of BJP. Rural development, tribal rights and construction of basic infrastructure are key issues in this constituency. Now it is to be seen whether Basant Soren of JMM retains this prestigious seat or former MP Sunil Soren snatch this seat from JMM. With KK Lal from Ranchi, Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Campaigning has further intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra. Union Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will campaign in Hingoli, Yavatmal and Chandrapur today. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari is scheduled to campaign in Gadchiroli, Chandrapur and Nagpur. BJP President JP Nadda will campaign in Thane and Nashik. BJP leader Devendra Phadnavis will campaign in Satara, Sangli and Pune. On the other hand, NCPSP Chief Sharad Pawar will campaign in favour of MVA candidates in Satara, Kolhapur and Sangli. NCPSP MP Supriya Sule will campaign in Bid and Ahilyanagar. Shiva Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray will campaign in Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar and Nashik. Guru Nanak Jayanti or Guru Parv is being celebrated with religious fervour across India and the world today. It marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. In Punjab, hundreds of devotees from all religions are paying obeisance at Sri Harmandir Sahib in Amritsar and other Gurdwaras. We have more from our correspondent.
Gurudwaras across India are decorated and devotees are visiting in large numbers. They are participating in processions reciting Shabad from the holy Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Historical items related to Guru Nanak Dev Ji will be kept at Shri Harmandir Sahib for the devotees and at Shri Kal Takht Sahib and Gurdwara Baba Atal Rai in Amritsar from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Amrit Sanchar of Gurbani will be conducted from Shri Akal Takht Sahib. In the evening, Deep Mala along with pollution-free fireworks will be conducted. Celebrations are also on in Kapurthala, Sultanpur Lodhi, where Guru Nanak Dev Ji spent 14 years of his life and attained enlightenment while sitting under a Ber tree. The holy place is now known as Gurdwara Ber Sahib. The shrine has been decorated. Deep Mala and Atishbazi will also be conducted here during evening. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted fellow citizens on the occasion of Prakash Parv of Guru Nanak. In Uttar Pradesh, ghats of holy rivers are brimming with pilgrims reaching for the auspicious bathing on the occasion of Kartik Purnima today. Preparations are in full swing for the celebration of Dev Deepavali at Varanasi, where Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will grace the occasion. A report.
Devotees have thronged to the ghats to take holy dip in rivers like Ganga, Yamuna and Saryu. In the temple city Ayodhya, more than 10 lakh pilgrims are expected to reach and administration has made elaborate arrangements for them. All other cities like Varanasi, Prayagraj, Kanpur, Kannauj, Amroha and Hapur are witnessing heavy rush of pilgrims since morning. Ghats on the banks of Ganga in Varanasi and Mandakini in Chitrakoot district are being prepared for the spectacular Dev Deepavali Mahotsav. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be guest in the main program. He will formally inaugurate the reconstructed Namo Ghat today. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Sri Lanka's ruling National People's Party, NPP, has taken a massive lead in parliamentary elections. The leftist coalition has secured over 60% of the votes, translating to 44 seats out of 56 declared so far. A report.
As results in the parliamentary election in Sri Lanka filter in, the ruling National People's Power seems set for a massive win. The NPP has increased its vote share to 61% compared to the September presidential elections where it had secured 42% votes. The coalition has performed well in the northern and eastern regions as well, defeating the traditional minority parties and is well poised to take a majority in the 225-member parliament. The election has thrown several surprises as several former ministers have failed to secure a seat in the parliament. Those who lost include Mahinda Amaravira, Kanchana Vijayasekara, Ramesh Patirana and Manusha Nanayakkara. Ahmed Muin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
The fourth and final T20 international cricket match between India and South Africa will be played at Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg this evening. Here is a report.
The men in blue will look to seal the four-match T20I series against South Africa in their final game of the tour later this evening, with India currently leading the series 2-1. In the first game, India defeated South Africa by 61 runs. Hosts levelled the series with a 3-wicket win in the second match, but India bounced back with an 11-run victory in the third, securing the series lead. In hockey, at the Women's Asian Champions Trophy, India defeated Thailand 13-0 in their third match last evening in Rajgir. With three consecutive wins, India currently trails Olympic silver medalist China in the points table on goal difference. India is set to face China tomorrow. Manik Sharma, Akashwani News, Sports Desk.
And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Sunil. India is to renew a request made to Canada in 2023 for the extradition of designated terrorist Arsh Singh Gill, alias Arsh Dalla, who is the de facto chief of the Khalistan Tiger Force, reports Hindustan Times. The Tribune carries on its front page a photograph of devotees taking part in a Nagar Kirtan at the Golden Temple in Amritsar on the eve of the birth anniversary of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. India's merchandise exports jumped by an impressive 17.25% in October, the highest in over 2 years, writes the Statesman. The centre has reimposed the Armed Forces Special Powers Act in Manipur's 6 police station areas, reports the Pioneer in a box item. Tulsi Gabbard, who speaks up for India and Hindus, new US Intel Czar, headlines the Indian Express. And finally, Guwahati Zoo got its first baby rhino in a decade, representing a major milestone for the zoo's conservation and breeding efforts, writes the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in Janajatiya Gaurav Divas program at Jamui in Bihar to mark commencement of 150th birth anniversary year celebrations of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Prime Minister to also inaugurate first Bodoland Mahotsav in New Delhi today. Stricter GRAP 3 anti-pollution measures enforced in entire Delhi NCR as air quality deteriorates in the region. Guru Nanak Jayanti being celebrated with religious fervour across the country today. Ruling NPP takes lead in Sri Lankan parliamentary elections. And in cricket, fourth and final T20 international between India and South Africa to be played in Johannesburg this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.